What comes up next is something entirely different that you will enjoy, because there's such a diversity of music from Japan that people don't know about, except for the Wasabi Kid himself. He is here.
He is
Alex and Kara Sue.
Hold the applause.
Say what?
Hold the applause.
Hold the applause. Okay.
Hold the applause.
We're holding it. We're holding it.
One hand clapping.
Okay, happy trails. We'll be see you live in 2 weeks' time here for our pre-Christmas show, Son of Night Dreams, formerly now Radio.
We'll try and make it festive.
Too Tall Trash Tanner and Junior Nimrod.
Well, Courtney.
Nardwar, you made it.
Nardwar.
Oh, good.
I told him to get you out of here. You're not allowed.
I was going to say hi to you.
But you're not allowed back here, Nardwar.
But I just want to say hi to you. I brought my camera, too.
And I hate your f***ing guts. You're such a pig.
Oh, why again? Well, thanks, sir. You haven't punched me yet.
No, why? Why I can't? I'd be sued.
What exactly is? I don't understand what was wrong with that Vanity Fair thing.
That guy, go get the guy from the promoter guy to get rid of Nardwar.
What exactly, Courtney?
Quick, Kristen, go do it quick, because you know what? I'm gonna beat the f*** out of him really soon.
Courtney, can I get an interview with you?
No, I hate your guts, Nardwar. You're such an idiot. Why would I give you an interview? You're an idiot. Why would I give you a f***ing interview? Get what?
This Courtney Love of Hole.
You've already broken your promise to me.
I know. Nardwar.
This is a bad sign.
Courtney, will you at least sign?
First person I'd see. I was like the whole way up here, I'm like, Nardwar, Nardwar, I can't wait to see that.
Nardwar, have you got official permission for this interview?
I have a laminate.
I have a laminate.
I got a laminate.
Where is it?
It's somewhere in my wallet. What I want to show you, when we allow one final request, Courtney, like one phone call when you get arrested. Doot-doodle-loot-doo.
What do you want?
Doot-doodle-loot-doo.
F*** you.
Nardwar going through the best times of his life. I think Courtney Love had a crush on him. This is UBC's CITR 101.9 FM, and it is 7:30.
Did you notice how his voice changed?
How
like
much?
That was a long time ago, and his voice he sounded so young back then.
I know, he grew up, he matured.
He matured.
He matured, had some hormones and added in there. But anyways, this is Alex, and Karasu is going to be starting right now.
And you're wearing your Japanese slippers.
Hell yeah. This is UBC CITR's Karasu Show. My name is Alex. Welcome to the program. If you just tuned in, you can probably hear Nimrod doing some rustling with his backpack. But otherwise, I'll be playing a lot of Japanese music for the next 90 minutes. It's going to be some punk, some hip-hop, some experimental stuff. I think you'll be enjoying the show entirely. If you have any questions about, you know, the artist I'm playing, or if you have any comments you would like to tell me, please let me know. You can give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR. Those are the digits. Or you can send me an email at japanindie@gmail.com. And during the show, I will be talking about what you can do in Japan during the winter. There's going to be some very fun festivals, including the Naked Man Festival. I think that's coming up. Hokkaido? Yeah, there's going to be the Sapporo thing. I think that's in March, actually. So I don't know why it's the winter event when it's in March. But Hokkaido is very cold there. But I will be giving you guys more information.
Did you go to Nagano?
Did I go to Nagano in 98?
Yeah.
No, I was like in high school back then, man. Oh.
just wanted to know. Inquiring minds.
Oh, it's all good, buddy. But anyways, here's more music. This is Schoolgirl 69 Rock and Roll Saturday Night.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Come
Welcome back to the program. That was Buggy Cracks One with a song titled, for some apparent reason, Basketball. I'm just glad the basketball season is back. Hey, on one hand, I am a hockey fan, but I grew up playing basketball, so hey, I like to shoot hoops. I thought that was a good song for that. And before that, I had Schoolgirl 69 with the song titled Rock and Roll Saturday Night. If you haven't figured it out, this is a station, CITR, from the University of British Columbia, and I'll be playing more Japanese music coming up. But let me just tell you what's happening in Japan right now. That is Christmassy, or many other festivals that are associated with winter. If you're planning to go to Japan sometime soon, maybe you might want to jot some of these events down. Maybe if you're going to go there next year, or if you're going to be planning to go this year, these are some of the things that you may want to check out. Let me just start off with something that is a little strange. It is actually, as Nimrod mentioned earlier, this is one event that's happening in Nagano, more like a promotion, I guess. It's in Karuizawa. It's called A Singing Human Christmas Tree. Now, what is this about? So they're actually going to display nearby a mall in Karuizawa, Nagano, a 7-story pyramid standing around 7 meters high, and it's going to be illuminated in the middle of a garden. Now, this is a display that was a gift from a church from the United States, and the garden itself will cost about 2 million yen, and every year, there's around 40 people that form a choir dressed in red gowns and line up against the various stories of this Christmas tree slash pyramid. And at this time, they also sing carols, Christmas carols such as Silent Night, to the local residents to come by and watch this event. And this singing human Christmas tree will be coming on every night and weekend and public holidays until Christmas Eve. Now, I can't imagine how that would look like. I could just see all these Japanese people all in red lined up on a pyramid just singing some Christmas music. I don't know. I'm surprised that they celebrate the theme of Christmas in the first place, but I guess, hey, it's all in the holiday spirit, isn't it? So that might be one thing that you may want to check out, a singing human Christmas tree. Since I found that a little boring, I thought I'd play some boredoms for you guys. This song is called Nine. Hope you guys like it. Again, this is Boredoms on CITR. Thank you.
our podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno-peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically, right, or yeah. would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, you know, just check out our website, and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Here's a song called Be a Superman if you are a YMO fan. Here you go.
Be a man. Be a human animal. Be a Superman. Be a Superman.
Superman. Superman. Be a Superman. Be a Superman. Be a Superman. Be a Superman. Superman. Love is a virus. Love is a virus. Love is a virus. Love is a virus.
Was Clark Kent and Lois Lane for that. It is Yellow Magic Orchestra. He has some Sakamoto Ryuichi just doing his thing. Song was called Be a Superman, if you haven't guessed it. Before that, also played some Boredoms with the song titled Nine, even though that the track on the CD for the song Nine is like around number five or sixth track. Really odd. If you want to figure out what the nine would mean. This is CITR. Show is called Katasu. If you just tuned in, be playing some more Japanese music for the next little while. But first, this is a real Superman event. It is called the Naked Man Festival. That'll be happening in February or March next year. And this is probably one of the most popular festivals, not just for the Japanese, but for foreigners. It's the name speaks for itself, Naked Man Festival. But some people might wonder what this Haraka Matsuri is all about. This event has actually been celebrated for the past 1,200 years in Japan. How does it all work? Well, first of all, one man is chosen as the Shin Otoko, or the Naked Man. And he actually becomes the vessel for all the bad luck of the not-so-naked men. And what they do is that the entire city, or every participant that is involved in this Naked Man Festival, they all have to chase the Naked Man. And if they touch that Naked Man, they will transfer all their evil spirits and bad luck onto that naked individual. Now, this is a way for the people who in Japan say that the men that are between 24 to 43, they say that those are the men that are in bad luck. They will be able to transfer their bad spirits and bad luck to the Naked Man, so they will have a good luck for that year. But no worries, this doesn't mean that the Naked Man will be into the worst time of his life, or his, well, depends on how you look at it, but doesn't mean that he'll be going through an entire life of bad happenings. He will go through a spiritual ritual where he will be going through a lengthy purification ritual to get rid of all the evil spirits that's within himself. Now, but just imagine this, if you are that Naked Man, you'll be chased around by hundreds and hundreds of middle-aged men who are drunk and are only wearing nothing but a loincloth, and they're chasing him all the way through the city and into the shrine. Now, I would be shivering with fear if I pulled the shortest straw from the entire crowd to be that Naked Man. But nonetheless, it is a very, very popular event for foreigners, whether they want to participate or just watch it from the sides of the streets with a camera. It is probably one of the fascinating events. You could probably find some of the videos or photographs by Googling it up. Again, the Naked Man Festival in Japan that happens every year, somewhere between February or March, usually the end of winter. Pretty cool times, isn't it? Well, I'll be playing some Planet R. It's a song that's performed by Yasushi Miura. Pretty wild stuff. I'll follow it up with some request Puzzle Punks. So here we go. Again, it's Yasushi Miura with a song Planet R. Hope you guys like it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die. Ah!
Oh,
Believe that that music was made of entirely of toys. They only used the toys to make that musical track, so to say. Sounded like frogs at first. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of toy they would use. Anyways, that was Puzzle Punks with Ohio Whale Players. I guess that's how you pronounce it. And before that, I had Yasushi Miura with some wild electronic track titled Planet R. This is the time for my public service announcements. Yes, people, they're just tuning back there, the orchestra, just before I do my composing of the PSA. But anyways, these are some of the events that you may want to check out if you don't have time to go to Japan. But these are some great events that are in Vancouver if you love arts, photography, or maybe a concert of a well-known Japanese band. Keep your ears open. First off, the Japanese Canadian National Museum will be presenting the early Japanese Canadian studio photography happening until January 26th at the Nikkei Heritage Center, also known as the Canadian National Museum, the 6688 South Oaks Crescent, Burnaby, BC. It's open usually between Tuesdays through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The studio images will reveal subjects of diversity of communities, not just with the Japanese, but with the European, Chinese, and African-American immigrants as well. And they show what's life with them like in the BC province. If you want to get more information, you can go to the website www.jcnm.ca, or you can give them a call 604-777-7000 for more details. Second of up. Intersection Lighting Up the Carrell Street Greenway, happening until December 15th. Intersection is happening at the Center A, 2nd West Hastings of Vancouver. It is a temporary public art project that involves art organizations, residents at Carrell and Hastings in the east side downtown, in a production collaborative of large-scale images that are displayed on windows or the exterior of buildings. Fascinating stuff. If you want to get more information on that, you can go to their website, www.lightupthestreet.ca. That's all one word, lightupthestreet.ca. Don't forget the triple W. Last but not least, a band that's been going on for 25 years, yes, Shonen Knife, will be coming to Richards on Richards? Yes, Richards on Richards. It's happening on December the 13th with special guests to Julia Dagger and Verona Grove. It's amazing that this trio of Japanese women have been performing for nearly 25 years. Excellent stuff. It's great music. They have been performing with bands including Sonic Youth, L7, and Red Cross as well during their spectacular career. And if you love music about candy monsters, rockets, and even stupid baka guys, this show is definitely for you. Again, December 13th, Shonen Knife will be performing at Richards on Richards. You can get the tickets at Ticketmaster. If you haven't, you probably know the website, www.ticketmaster.ca, or you can actually go to Zulu or Red Cat to get your tickets as well. And I'm pretty sure they're going fairly fast. You may want to pick it up ASAP, even after you heard this message. Anyways, that's it for the public service announcements. I'm just going to be sending up some Robo music as well. But just a reminder, if you have any questions at this time, give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR. Those are the numbers. Or you can send me an email, japanindie@gmail.com. Anyways, this is a song called Larva, performed by Robo. Thank you. got some Larva right there, performed by none other than Rovo. Hope you guys liked that 9-minute stint. Fantastic music all the time. This is CITR 101.9. Show is called Kalasu, meaning crow in Japanese. Hope you guys are enjoying it, whether you heard it halfway or from the beginning. I usually start at 7:30. And just a reminder, at 9 o'clock, the Jazz Show, hosted by none other than Gavin Walker, will be coming up. And he'll be playing some great jazz music. So if you love jazz, that's the show for you. Absolutely. Again, the Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker, at 9 o'clock. Now, what's another event that you can check out in Japan during winter? If you're planning to go to the Daizenji, the Tamatagiri Shrine, there's actually a festival called the Oniyo Fire Festival. This usually occurs in the first or second week of January. The Oniyo Fire Festival is actually one of the three largest such celebrations in Japan that involves fire. It is a Shinto ritual conducted to ward off evil spirits. And they actually have like this event called a Taimatsu Mawashi. Now, imagine this. Again, for some reason, there's some loincloths involved. There's going to be 300 men clad in loincloths spinning and whirling six ginormous torches, which one following the other in the shrine grounds. Now, imagine how big these torches are if you need 300 men to make these spin around. It measures 1 meter in diameter, and the torch is usually 13 meters long with an impressive weight of 1,200 kilos. Now, I do not want to be smoked in the face with this fireball. These roaring flames are usually dangerous, but if you watch it with your own two naked eyes, it'll be absolutely exciting and exhilarating at the festival, especially if you're an arsonist. Now, don't set your house on fires, especially not. You don't want to play fires at all. But if you want to check out some festivals that involves lots of fire, then you might want to check that out. The Daizenji Tamatagiru Shrine Onmyo Fire Festival, usually happening in the first or second week of January. You might want to write that down on the calendar, all right? How about we play a more experimental music? I think that's the mood that I'm into right now. I will be getting some rock later in the day. But let's play some Lily Chocho with a song titled Hikosen, which means flying ship. Some reminds me of like one particular video game, but I won't go there. Anyways, here we go. Hope you guys enjoy this next song.
Sunlight, why? Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
We just played some DJ Crush. Song was called Fuyu. If I just literally translate that, that means winter. I thought that would be perfect for what we have right now. And before that, Hikosen, performed by Lily Chocho, means flying ship, the Hikosen song title. This is CITR 101.9 FM. And I just read something that was pretty interesting. A family in Kakimigahara in Gifu Prefecture, they have an aquarium filled with electric eels to power a Christmas tree. Talk about saving the environment or saving the electricity bills of lighting their Christmas tree. But each time the electric eel touches a copper wire in a tank, it sends power to light up the Christmas tree that is displayed in their house. This action being taken from an aquarium at the Aqua Toto Gifu Aquarium. And they actually titled this tree the Eel Christmas Tree. And they also state that this is an attraction for dating couples in the lead up to Christmas Day. I don't really know about that. I think that would be a little bit odd, but at the same time, I would like to see how these eels light up these Christmas ornaments. Something for you to think about. Let me just play more tracks right now. Again, at 9 o'clock, Gavin Walker will be coming up with the Jazz Show. And how about I play some music by Garrick? The song title is called Shiro Hata. Hope you guys enjoy this next track. Shirohata. Garrick was the name of that Japanese band, and I'll be playing a few more Japanese artists in a couple of minutes. And this is one event that you may probably know of if you have been to Japan before, but if not, this is probably one of the best winter events in Japan. It is the Sapporo Snow Festival, one of the largest winter events that attracts approximately 2 million people to Sapporo to see the hundreds of beautiful snow statues and ice sculptures with a lot of events, including contests of ice sculpturing and even some gigantic snow slides and snow mazes. And they usually have a lot of concerts that'll be going on as well. The Snow Festival began back in the 1950s, actually, and it was organized by local high school students that built 6 large snow statues in the Odori Park. And this actually gained some popularity, and 5 years later, 1955, the Self-Defense Force of Japan, they joined in, and they made a very massive snow sculpture, which basically became the trademark of the snow festival in Sapporo from then on. The festival has grown from 3 humble beginnings to become one of the biggest and most well-known of Hokkaido's winter events. And I just look at these images, especially like the ice festivals of the Susukino, where they actually put lights and ornaments within the ice sculptures and make it a glittering display of some fascinating ice art. Really great stuff. And they even have some photo opportunities to take a picture with the Ice Queen, too. So if you would like to have a family-oriented event, would like to see what the cold season has to offer, this might be one cool event to check out. Again, it's the Sapporo Snow Festival. You can actually go to their website to see their images and some of the information in English. You can go to www.snowfest.com. That's snow and the first 3 letters of festival. So snowfest.com, and just read all about it if you want to plan to go to Japan. And at the same time, don't want to go to like the major metropolis cities. Don't want to be bombarded by lots of businessmen. Yeah, but would like to have like the theme of Vancouver with that Japanese culture, then Sapporo is definitely the place to go. Let's play rock. Yeah, I feel like rock right now. Let's play some Number Girl. The song is titled Tatu Ari. It's going to be a strong, powerful rock punch for you guys, folks. Turn it up. We'll be right back.
Update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Now that's one wild Santa they do not want to mess with and never be on the naughty list. That song was called Hard Rock Santa, performed by Polly Zix, and that, I believe that's from their latest CD. Definitely pick it up. I love the Polly Zix. Before that, Tatu Ari, performed by Number Girl. I think I will be playing a couple more tracks. Surprised I still got a little time before Gavin Walker will be coming up. He's actually in another room just preparing some CDs and albums, trying to brainstorm what kind of playlist and what kind of things he should talk about of the music that he's going to play on the air from 9 o'clock to midnight. Again, The Jazz Show by Gavin Walker. Great jazz, great host, great radio station, 101.9 FM. Maybe I'll play some Sloth Love Chunks, and if I have a little more time, I'll be playing one more just for you guys. Again, this is Sloth Love Chunks, There Are the Big Tree and a Big Muff Dog. Sounds like Snoopy and the Christmas Tree. I don't know, but hope you guys will like this one too.
Thank you.
All right, that was Sloth Love Chunks, and I'll finish off the program with kiseru, which means pipe in Japanese, just to prepare yourself for the jazz show that's coming up in a few minutes. Hope you guys enjoyed the program and the things that it talked about, the winter festivals in Japan. Hopefully you can go to one of them, if not all of them. If you have